Hello, this is Deadly Lucky 7, and I'm here with the lovely Miss, and we are going to go through the Mrs. Yummy Mixer questionnaire number 2, numero dos. So, she's a bit shy right now.
Gosh, don't say that.
Like, it took her a good, like, 30 seconds to say hello to me, so it's kind of, she's adorable, but, all right, I am going to ask you the first question, and then you can, if you want to hear me answer it, then I'll answer it. But
we're both answering them?
Oh yeah, you haven't done this. You haven't done your own questionnaire, have you? I didn't see you answer.
I have no idea. I don't know what I've done.
Oh, okay. Well, what is the weirdest thing that has ever made you horny?
God, I didn't know I was gonna have to answer these. I wasn't prepared.
What did you think you were just going to be, like, online?
I thought I was going to ask the questions. Okay, oh, this is bad.
Do you want to just ask the questions? We can do that.
I'm fine either way.
Okay, then I want to hear you answer the questions.
Bestiality. That's my answer.
I wish that wasn't also my answer.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
That's a big one. It's so bad.
I would never want to take part in it or necessarily be with somebody that took part in it, but just the fantasy idea of it, like, is very hot. Like, somebody being so insatiable that they go to that extent, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, never would want to be part of it at all, but it's hot to read about or, you know, listen to an audio about.
Yes.
I don't think I've stated that on anything that I've done so far that I can get into something like that, so that's kind of funny. But do you want to ask the next one?
Okay. Do you watch gay porn, and have you ever?
Does lesbian porn count?
Oh, that it's gay, yeah.
Okay, then yes, I watch a lot of gay porn.
You've never watched Gal and Gal?
No. I'm not into that, so.
Really? Not even, like, out of curiosity?
No, I'm pretty sure mentally I can figure out how it goes. Yeah, it's just not something that I've ever been curious about in the least, so sorry to disappoint, but what I love, have you ever heard of Ultimate Surrender?
Oh, where the girls fight each other?
I love those. Those
are like, yes.
That's like my top of my playlist whenever I'm...
I was just sitting out videos of this the other day.
Were you really?
I send people porn all the time.
Oh, man. I love... it's hard to find anymore, but there used to be a video that was floating around of a porn star named Ashley Jane, I think. And she was just this, like, tiny little, like, pale, petite girl, and she just gets, like, manhandled by this, like, bigger... like much taller, short-haired girl, and they're both blonde and both very, very attractive, but it's like a huge, like, height difference, and it's just like, this was such an unfair matchup, and and afterwards the taller girl is so rough with her, and it's just, it's awesome.
Yeah, I watched one girl laying down getting face fucked, and it was, oh my lord. It was fantastic.
We are going to have to just start sharing some videos back and forth after this.
I'm down.
For sure. I think I just made a really good new friend. Okay. I actually have a funny story. I'm going to ramble for a second. I live with a roommate, and he is in the same career field as me, and we both tend to do a lot of, like, we're gone working a lot, and then we'll come home and just, like, go in our rooms and pass out kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I had told him about these videos, like, I think maybe a couple weeks ago. And then the other day I was coming inside, and I think I went to the kitchen to, like, go get something to drink, and his bedroom's, like, right near the kitchen. And I could hear him, like, I could hear the video playing, and I could hear him watching it. And it's that music, like, the intro music. And I was just like... Good for you, buddy. Good for you.
Good choice.
Yeah. But I was just like, I'm glad I was able to pass it on. But yeah. Okay. So the next one I get to ask, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. How big is too big, and how small is too small?
What is this? You know, when I asked this question, I wasn't sure what the hell I even meant. Like, if this is just dick or, like, tits or what I meant.
I was figuring I would answer it as for tits, but...
Okay. Well, I'm going to go both ways. Mm-hmm. My rules with dicks is if I can suck it, I'm happy. and as long as there's not, like... This is going to sound so gross. But, like, a gaping hole in me when you're done with me.
Yeah.
You know, as long as none of that weird shit happens, I'm all right.
This got a lovely image.
Yeah, this got really uncomfortable.
I'm sorry.
I like all tits, so I'm not picky there.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Okay, your turn.
For the most part, I'm going to have to agree with you on tits. I tend to kind of prefer smaller. I don't know, they're very fly-by-night. Mm-hmm. But, like, specifically, I loved whenever Keira Knightley, like, came out and was just like, you know, here's my unedited boobs, everybody. They're always, like, blowing them up and making them look bigger, and here they are. And I was just like, those are fantastic.
Yeah.
Why on earth would you change those? So, but that, and then I would say I have a too big limit to an extent. As far as breasts goes, just because I feel like once they get to a certain size, they start to just kind of become more cumbersome, you know?
Yeah. I think there's definitely a too big limit.
Yeah.
I'll agree with you there.
Yeah, so. But yeah, boobs are just unanimously great for the most part, so.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you know, your turn.
What is the best way to bind someone, in your opinion?
Well, I've got big hands, so I don't need to. I'm just
but
I'm kidding.
But if you were gonna,
I'm kidding. Yeah. I prefer probably rope.
Very nice.
Because I feel like there's just more you can do with it. Handcuffs are. I feel like handcuffs are effective, but they're just kind of like the kink of them being actual handcuffs. But with ropes, you can get more creative, so I like that. But
yes.
Plus, they can be satin. Sad ropes.
Sad rope?
Satin.
Oh, I thought you said sad. No. I was like, what does that mean?
You've never heard of sad ropes before? What rock are you living under?
Sounds depressing.
No, okay, and what do you think?
I don't like things that won't cause you pain.
Mm.
So, if I want rope, I want, like, a for real rope, not, like, for bondage. I want something that's gonna, like, cut into your skin.
You tie it tight enough.
Yeah, I'm with that in handcuffs, so enough roughness can actually put some damage on you. I want some pretty marks when I take them off.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is interesting. I'll have to talk to you about this afterwards. But, all right. Next question.
You know, I feel like you ordered these quite nicely.
Completely on accident. Either that or I'm some sort of Batman villain in disguise.
Yeah, or that.
Which is incredibly possible. I do force the pizza guy to answer riddles every time he comes to the door.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So, anyways, your turn.
I just asked a question.
You did. You did. My bad. I'm clearly not a clever Batman villain.
Do you prefer hand jobs or blowjobs?
Definitely blowjobs. I feel like hand jobs are they're like very high school in a way. Like, yeah, they're boring.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you have to lube them up anyway, so it's like why not just blowjob? Why not?
Yeah.
You know? So, what about you?
I actually have no idea how to give a hand job.
Really?
I just prefer to not use my hands at all.
Mm.
Otherwise, it's just going to be really awkward. And he's probably just be like, what the hell are you doing down there? I'll just be like, I don't know. help.
Like it's just like skiing, right?
Yeah, so I'm all about the blowjob.
Okay, that's glad we're on the same page there. Do you prefer being fingered or being gone, eaten out, I guess you would say?
I have never let either of those happen to me.
Really?
I told you, good girl.
Oh, okay.
I'm definitely a giver. I'm so, so a giver. I'm terrified to let somebody finger me.
Oh, really?
Because all my mind imagines is, like, blood everywhere.
Oh, goodness.
So, I can't.
We definitely would not be a good sexual matchup because I'm also very much a giver. So, we'd just be trying to give to each other and be like, no, let me do you. No, let me do you. It just wouldn't work. Would not work. Which hand, I find this one really interesting. Which hand do you use when masturbating?
My right.
Interesting.
I can't use my left hand. I've tried. It just makes me depressed.
Why? What?
I was like, I have no skills in my left hand.
Oh, goodness.
I think it's because I'm so used to my right hand. Like, and I get in a very specific like position. And then if I lay on my stomach and play, which is my favorite, it's easier with my right hand than it is with my left hand. So.
Did you hear me burp? I hope that wasn't audible.
I was watching a squirrel outside.
Oh, you have squirrels. Where you live in, what is it again?
Louisiana.
Louisiana, I like the way you say it. Over here we say it Louisiana.
Yeah, some people pronounce it weird.
It's very boring. I like the way you guys say it. I always wanted to go there. Always wanted to go there for the music history, but
you're getting very off topic, sir.
Sorry, I do that. It's kind of a skill, but
no, I want to know what hand you use when you masturbate.
Mine is depends on the time and the situation. I'm ambidextrous.
You can switch it up.
Mm-hmm. So
that's impressive. I'm always impressed when somebody can do that.
It comes from years of practice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, just meticulous every day, just having to practice. You know, sometimes I didn't even want to, but I had to. I needed to. So you know, but yeah, no. I actually broke an arm at one point, and it was my dominant hand, and so it was just like, well, clearly can't do anything with this, and you know.
Oh jeez.
So I had to learn. Yeah. All right. Next question.
I'm going to ask because I need time to think. What are three of your worst and best personality traits?
I feel like that one's really hard because I only have like an idea of what I think are my worst and best, but they might be askewed. But I think my worst would be, I think I can sometimes be kind of obnoxious with how crazy I get sometimes. I'm very bipolar in the sense that I can either be the kind of person to come home and like lock myself in my room and just keep to myself, or I can like come home and like bug my roommate and be like, let's go to the bar, man, come on, we haven't been to the bar in so long, and I'll like force him to go with me, and then like I'll end up, you know, getting super trashed, and he's just like, man, I'm the DD, and it, like I feel like that's I can kind of be obnoxious in that way sometimes. I feel like that's definitely a huge thing with me. And I get off topic a lot, according to Miss. And
one time.
It's more than one time, trust me. This is the first time you've witnessed. And I think, um, I think sometimes I can let people walk all over me a little bit to some extent in like friendships.
Oh, I know somebody like that.
What?
I know someone like that.
Yeah, so it's like I'm usually this very headstrong, like, you know, you do your own thing, you figure it out yourself kind of thing. But realistically, like, most of that's talk. So, like, there's been several times where a friend will call me in the middle of the night and they're like, hey, you know, so-and-so kicked me out. Can you come pick me up? And, you know, I shouldn't have answered the phone in the first place because I have to wait, like, go to work in, like, 2 hours and I just woke up. But it's just things like that where I for fear of like being afraid that I'm not a good friend, I will go like out of my way sometimes to do things like that, to like go pick somebody up or like lend them money or whatever it happens to be in the situation. And I feel like it's kind of something that's been a negative thing in my life where I let people kind of get away with that stuff too much. But that's one of them for me. My good traits are that I'm a pretty fun person. For the most part, I enjoy a good joke. I am very, very musically inclined and I'm very passionate about music. I think that's another one of my good traits. And I'm incredibly tenacious.
Ooh.
Very tenacious. With even things that I don't like work and stuff like that, I will typically go above and beyond just because I want to do a good job. So tenacious is a very good word to describe me in almost everything that I do.
So. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. And what about you?
Oh, gosh. Okay, let's do the good ones first. I would say I'm a very independent person. That's something I've always enjoyed about me. I'm a caring person. These are going to be such lame answers.
Can I add one?
Yeah.
You are adorable as all fucking get out.
That's not a personality trait.
Yeah, it is. Adorability. Adorability, look it up.
I don't know. I'm chill. I don't really have, like, many positive things to say that don't sound super gay. I'm a very compassionate person. We'll do that.
No, you're very honest. That's a good trait.
Yeah. I'm very brutally honest. Mm. Which, that would go more towards negative. let's do negatives. I can be very numb.
Mm.
And it ruins relationships. Well, I can be very compassionate. At the same time, I'm kind of just like, I have a point where I will just shut off and just, like, not care anymore.
Mm.
I'm very not willing to trust people.
Mm.
And I'm impulsive.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
It can be, depending on the situation.
Yeah. Well, it's like brutal honesty. I think brutal honesty can be a good thing and a bad thing.
Yeah, it depends on who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Some people are way too sensitive.
Yeah, which would probably be a bad trait for them, but not necessarily you.
Yeah. So,
I don't know. I actually think it's interesting, like, the numbness thing that you mentioned, like an emotional distance that just can't be bridged sometimes.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. So
I am definitely that guy. I am Mr. Emotionally Unavailable. That is totally my mantra. but yeah, I wish I would have thought of that one because that's probably a good one. Yeah. Next question. What are some sexual things you would never do?
Let somebody poop on me and get fisted.
That was so quick. You were so quick to that one.
Because I know what my immediate no's are.
Yeah.
And I would not let an animal fuck me. That either.
Yeah.
A monster? Oh my gosh, yes, totally. But not like a dog.
We talking like a tentacle monster or?
Yes, or like just any kind of monster.
What about like a werewolf?
A big scary monster. Mm. Supernatural? Oh Jesus, don't even get me started over there. Okay, you go. Your turn.
I just want to say real quick, I love that show.
I love Supernatural things.
But I gotta say, wait, are we talking about the show Supernatural or?
Well, I've seen some of the show.
Okay.
But I just mean supernatural things in general.
I thought you were talking about that. Yeah, I'm into that too. I'm really into
it's dangerous.
It's dangerous, and I really like horror in general. Like in my Halloween's my favorite holiday. One of my favorite bands is The Misfits. I really like just weird, horrific, almost like novelty horrific though, to where it's not actually that scary, you know? Mm-hmm. But they're specifically one of the things that comes to mind is I remember this video where it was these two chicks and one of them had like this like giant Frankenstein dildo.
Oh, Jesus.
and the other chick was using it on the other chick and it was great and I thought that was really cool. But I would love to see more stuff in the porn world like that. But luckily there's like a lot of stuff on here that falls along those lines.
Yeah, we do some pretty weird stuff.
Yeah, but I like a lot of like supernatural encounter stuff, like aliens, ghosts. I think that's fun. Mm-hmm. It's very fun to just imagine. So, but things that I wouldn't do, I don't think I'd be down to do anal again.
Anal?
Mm-hmm.
Oh no! Don't say that.
Why?
That makes me sad.
Well, I had, like, a bad experience.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so... So I wouldn't be... I could maybe do it with some coaxing, but it would take me quite a bit.
I gotcha.
I definitely wouldn't be like, hey, can I fuck you in the ass kind of thing. I'm going to have to agree with you on the pooping, the animals, and the fisting. I wouldn't fist somebody. Or be fisted.
Well, like, see, I would fist somebody. I just would not get fisted.
Okay. Yeah. I couldn't fist. I just would, like, But I've also got, like, giant man hands. So, like, for... I think my wrist is, like, 8.5 inches around. So, yeah, that would not be good.
That would be impressive, and you know it.
It would be impressive, but it just, I...
Elbow deep.
Ow! My forearm from, like, wrist to fucking elbow is, like 11 inches.
Oh, yeah, some girls like that shit.
Yeah, but then you gotta figure my fist itself is, like, 4... That would be insane. Okay, I'm gonna take that back. That would be impressive.
I would be impressed.
But I would never want to talk to that person ever again or look them in the eye.
Or something. Trophy.
Yeah. Hire her to like smuggle weapons in and out of Syria.
That is horrible.
I'm sorry, it's a possibility. It's a possible career field for her. But I'm trying to think, because yours were definitely good, but I'm trying to think stuff that, maybe more common stuff. I would probably never be comfortable getting as rough with somebody as you are into.
That's definitely understandable.
Yeah, because I like hair pulling and spanking and... You know, a little bit of choking and scratching and stuff, but I don't want to like
actually harm them.
Yeah, so yeah. That would bug me, but I will pull your hair all you want, honey.
And I wouldn't get DP'd either.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I wouldn't do that either. Get DP'd.
Like, I love the idea of it. Mm. I would do it. Like, I would share a girl with a guy and mm-hmm. both of us fuck her. Mm, but I wouldn't want two people fucking me unless it's like one of them's in my mouth. Hmm. Not like pussy and ass at the same time.
So if it was... Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. Why is that? I'm curious.
It's not something I'm into. It doesn't appeal to me.
Hmm. Okay. I thought there was like something more, but...
Just doesn't.
Okay. That's interesting. But, let's see. Where the fuck are we?
Oh, whoops.
Your turn.
Do you think that one orgasm is enough, or are multiple ones needed?
Is this like per sexual encounter, or are we talking like, because I am a dude that can have multiple orgasms occasionally?
I have met so many people here that can do that.
You know, it's not a frequent occurrence.
I didn't know guys could do that before I came here. I had no idea.
I'd heard of it before, but like, I think it's only happened to me like 4 times. And actually, if you want to go check it out,
is there an audio?
my spill it questionnaire, like one of the questions happened to be about multiple orgasms. And then at the end of it, like I just so happened to end up having one, which is just like completely like unicorn status rare. Like I was just like, what the fuck? This is incredible. So
we'll have to find that.
Yeah, and but I mean it's I think I've had like 4 in my entire life, but I wouldn't necessarily say like I'm kind of more like the one night stand kind of fella than the like relationship guy. So I would say like when I think multiple orgasms, I think like per evening, I guess. And I would much rather like stay up all night and just fuck until we can't, you know, stand anymore than just have like one good fuck and then fall asleep and wake up the next morning and make each other pancakes or some bullshit. Yeah. Like if I have a one night stand, I want to be calling into work the next morning. But yeah. What about you?
I come really fast. I come really fast, really easy, and it sucks. It is the worst thing in the world. But I'm fine with just one. Like I'm very satisfied. So I'm not really picky there. But if my partner wants more, you know, they can have more, whatever. I'm not just going to be like, no orgasms for you. well, I don't know. It depends. but yeah. I'm fine with everything.
I think that is incredibly hot that you come really easy.
It sucks.
Does it really? Well, I guess that makes
because
sense.
Because I get sore really easy. And I don't do penetration things often. So it's like just a bunch of clit stuff. And I just get sore. So yeah, it sucks. Especially if your partner is somebody that doesn't come fast.
Yeah. Again, another point where you and I would not be sexually compatible. I'm like Mr. Long Haul. Yeah. Anyways.
Oh, that's all good.
Did I just ask that question, or did you ask that question?
I asked.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, I think you're lying, but I'm going to ask the next one anyways. where in your house do you want to/like to have sex?
I really want to have sex in the shower. But I never hear any good stories about it. Everybody's just like, it's difficult, it sucks, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, y'all are ruining my fantasies. And on the kitchen counter when I'm cooking. That too.
Yes. Yes. Maybe something nice, like something that takes a while, that's like you don't really have to pay too much attention to, like some baked chicken or something.
Yeah.
Or a cake.
Pretty much. Mm.
Yes. Yeah, shower. I've never had shower sex, so I can't really give you any yay or nay on that, but it's weird that I've never had it, though, but I guess I'm just not a shower sex type of dude. I wish I could say, it's not as hard as they're making it seem, but I just have no idea. But yeah. I would be very, very willing to figure it out and make it easier if I could or something. But anyways, shower sex sounds kind of hot.
Right?
Especially if you have, like my shower is not that big, but if you had like a big, nice shower, it's like a glass door. I don't know why the glass door is hotter than like a shower curtain.
Push your tits up against it?
Yeah, perfect. Exactly. Yeah.
I got you.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go with shower. I'm going to go with shower now. Before, I think my answer was going to be backyard, but now I'm digging the shower.
I've gotten off in the backyard before, so I can totally understand that answer.
You know what? I've never done it because I've never really had a backyard that like I live in a suburb that has like two-story houses, so if I were like getting off in the backyard, somebody would definitely see me. So plus Arizona backyards are way less hot than like southern backyards, because there's no trees or grass or anything. It's just dirt and cacti. So
well, that's what you get for living out there.
Well, you know what, I wouldn't live here if I could, but moving is expensive and I gotta put food on the table for me and myself.
For me and myself.
I'm sorry. Realistically, what I should have said is I have to put booze on the table. But
nice.
Anyways, I ramble so fucking much. It's ridiculous. Oh, it's your turn to ask a question, I think.
Oh, what a random question. Which do you prefer, sweet or salty foods?
I like a mix, but I would say my all-time favorite snack is probably sunflower seeds.
Nice.
If you do like sunflower seeds and a soda, it's like delicious. It's like the perfect combo, but yeah, sunflower seeds, so salty. You?
Oh gosh. I like both of them, but I really like salty foods, like peanuts. I love boiled peanuts.
Oh, my God,
that is the best thing in the world. Or lemons, or pickles, anything I can put salt on. I'm going to have to say salty, actually.
Do you ever do salt on watermelon?
Yes.
Oh, my God, that's the best.
That's the only way to do it.
Yeah, if you're eating watermelon any other way, then you're wrong. I know I did that one time at like a friend's family gathering, and they were just like, what are you doing? And I was like, you guys clearly don't have family in the South. But it's way, way better that way. Apples too, if you put it on apples, it's really good. Yeah. So
really any kind of fruit besides peaches. You can't mess with peaches.
Yeah, I don't think it would be good on peaches. I've never tried it on oranges though. It seems like it'd be weird.
It's not weird, it's just because oranges are usually kind of sweet.
Yeah. Have you ever had Salditos?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh my God.
Explain
it. It's a Mexican thing. And what it is it's a like salted dried plum.
Ooh.
And what they usually do is they'll take like a lemon slice or an orange slice, and they'll put the the salted dried plum on it, and then they'll wrap it up in like saran wrap, and then you buy it like that for like 25 cents, and
it's like candy.
No, because it's all natural stuff. It's not candy.
But it just sounds like a piece of candy.
Kind of, but I mean, it's like an actual lemon slice and an actual salted dried plum on top of the lemon slice, and then they just wrap it up like that, and then you buy it for like 25 cents, and it is so good, but it's so salty, and like, I can only eat like two of them, and then I feel like I'm gonna like die, but yeah.
Goodness.
It's definitely a...
Sounds dangerous.
A, like, Mexican culture thing that you guys probably don't have over there, but...
Well, we have a lot of Mexican cultures.
Do you?
I grew up with quite a few of them,
but
that was not one of them.
You should definitely try it if you can find it somewhere, which I think might be kind of hard, but you should look for it. But anyways, did I ask that question? No, you asked that question. Have you ever tasted yourself? Oh, wow.
Yeah, all the time.
Would you? Okay, so you, yeah, you're good.
It's my favorite, which is going to sound really weird. It is my favorite part of playing is like licking my fingers when I'm done.
Oh my God.
So, it's just weird.
No,
because I know it's, some girls, they're just like, ugh, no.
Yeah, fuck those girls.
I'm just like, why? Why would you not?
That is so hot. Oh, my God.
What about you?
Give me a second.
Boy, if you don't come on.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm good. I'm good. I think I did, like, back in the day, I think I tasted, like, some of my pre-cum or something, and I was just like,
that's okay. What cum tastes like?
Yeah, it wasn't, but it wasn't. I didn't really have an opinion of it either way. It was just kind of like, whatever. At least it doesn't taste like something bad, you know?
Seawater.
Seawater. Yeah, that would've been weird. It's like, why do I suddenly crave seafood? But. But yeah, no, I don't really remember having any wild reaction to it or anything like that. I guess I would taste my own sperm. I've never done that before, but I don't think I've got the wherewithal usually mentally to actually taste it once I finally do come. So maybe I'll try that on my next little session.
My ex-boyfriend accidentally came on his own face one time. And it was hilarious.
I've done that before.
Because he just, like, panicked.
But I hit myself in the eye. And it was, like, I remember hearing women say that it, like, burns. And until that moment, I didn't understand what they meant. And now I'm just like, I will never come on anyone's face unless they explicitly ask me to.
Oh, my gosh. They're supposed to close their eyes.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people know that.
It's like a surprise.
But yeah, so that was horrible.
Okay, where is one place you would never have sex?
What did you mean when you wrote this question? I'm curious.
Well, because when I originally asked people, they were saying, like, funeral homes and churches.
Oh.
And none of those answers worked for me, because that's the only place.
Oh, yeah, like in a heartbeat. Fuck it.
Like, let's just bang in the pews.
Yeah, for sure. Even better if there's, like, some, like, old pasture that's, like, walking down the hallway, and he hears it and comes in and, like, has a heart attack because he sees two people banging in the church. That'd be awesome.
And I'll just bang on his body.
I wouldn't feel bad at all. Miss, we need to hook up. I'm just telling you. I will take one for the team, and I will beat you as much as you want me to. But let's
come
just
in my eye.
Oh yeah. Make sure they're open. And we'll find a church, one of those nice southern churches near you.
Goodness.
And where they're always, like, praying for the football teams and stuff.
Oh, Lord.
And we'll go banging there, like, right after Sunday Mass. And the church will, the pastor will come down, and he'll just, bam, heart attack, and then we'll bang on top of him.
This is ridiculous.
I promise not to poop on you, though.
Please don't.
I won't. I also promise that I'm not an animal.
God.
Literally, I'm not an animal, but figuratively speaking, I'm kind of am. Where the fuck were we?
I can't think of anywhere I just would not have sex.
The only thing that comes to mind for
me... Unless it's somewhere that smells bad.
Yeah, that would be pretty nasty. But the first thing that came to mind for me would be anywhere in the outdoors where I live, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Because it's all fucking cactus, and that just is not fun.
Come on, a little cactus play never hurt nobody.
Yeah, but all right, fine. We'll you come to me and we'll try just that one out.
Throw it up against a cactus.
No, but yeah, cactus. Like, have you seen cactus before? I'm curious.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, it's brutal shit. Like, had cactus needles in me for days one time after a hike. It was horrible. But yeah. But yeah, anywhere with cactus around, I think I would just be a limp noodle. Is there anything you have hidden in your room that you don't want anyone to find?
Sex toys.
Yeah, me too.
And money.
I don't really have money hidden. Just got it all in my bank account, but...
Well, I get tips at work.
Okay.
So I hide them.
I miss those days of getting tips. It was kind of sort of inconvenient, but convenient at the same time.
Oh, I think it's wonderful.
Yeah. I used to spend money a lot quicker when I would get tips, but...
Well, that's why I had it. I put it somewhere, and my car exploded, so I can't really go anywhere. So I can't spend it.
Yeah. I have an oddly specific one, but I don't want to answer it in the questionnaire.
Why?
Because it's... I'll tell you afterwards, but yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, what are two things you like or dislike about oral sex?
Oh, gosh. You answer this first. You go ahead.
Well,
I need to ponder.
I dislike receiving it to some extent.
Really?
Yeah, because I haven't had a whole lot of great experiences with that.
Too much teeth?
Yeah, actually. How did you know?
Well, because you have a...
Okay, enough said. But yeah, I feel like every girl feels like they have to try a deep throat. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just not happening.
This is what happens if you have a big dick. It's difficult.
Big dick problems. Hashtag big dick problems. Shout out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like I've never been deep-throated, which I think kind of sucks, but I don't need that, you know? Like, 90% of the nerve receptors are in the head of the penis as it is, so it's just like, you know, just hang out there. It's fine, but
hang on the tip.
Yeah, a lot of girls feel like they have to try and, like, you know, overachieve, and...
I think it's that porn star mentality.
Yeah, for sure, and whenever they try to do that, there's a lot of teeth that become involved very quickly, and it's not very pleasant.
Have you ever put somebody on their back?
No.
And, like, hung their head off the bed?
I haven't done that.
I find that to be easier if you want to deep throat somebody.
Huh. I should try that, maybe. There are plenty of girls out there that I've heard of or, like, talked to that they're like, oh, yeah, that would be no problem whenever they, like, see or hear how big I am. And it's, you know... I think it's just the girls that I've been with are are not as experienced with it, so.
And maybe they have smaller mouths.
Maybe, but I've been with, like, everything from, like, tiny little things to, like 6'1" Amazonian women. Nice. So, I don't discriminate, so.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, but yeah, so that's one thing I don't like about it. But I really like giving oral. I love giving oral. That's probably my favorite. I could, if I was in a sexual encounter and did not come at all, but got to go down on the girl and make her come like several times, that would be successful to me. I would be fine with that. Because I'm a pleaser. Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And you?
All right. This is a big answer. Why does it keep telling me Hello? That the call is gone?
Oh no, I lost you.
It's fine.
Okay, Hi. You're back.
Welcome back.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Big answer. I'm excited.
No, I'm already done.
What? That wasn't big at all.
You missed all of it.
God damn it.
All right. Oh, back to overachievers. I love having a cock down my throat. Mm-hmm. I like breath play situations. So that would be something I like. We're also going to go to ladies because I love watching a girl's face when she comes.
Yes. Sorry.
So, I really like it with girls quite a bit. Things I dislike, guys that are not hands-on, and they kind of just sit there, and they're just like, okay, yeah, just suck my dick, and they just sit there. Like, that's boring as hell to me. Mm-hmm. Like, play with my hair or something. Do something. What else do I dislike? I guess I don't dislike very much.
It's pretty great, isn't it? In general.
The idea does not appeal to me, having it done to me. Like, it's something like if it happened, it just happened. But I'm not like, oh my gosh, please, please go down on me.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't.
It's so weird since I got on GWA how many women that I've encountered that aren't as interested in having a guy go down on them as they are on going down on a guy. I think it's really, really strange because I feel like in my personal life, it's been the opposite where like girls are like, oh my God, you eat pussy? That's amazing. Like, because yes. I feel like it doesn't happen as often in like real life, but on Gone Wild Audio, it's maybe less rare, but yeah, in real life, like, I remember telling girls before that I'm just like, yeah, I know this is probably a little weird, but I love to eat pussy. And they're just like, oh my God, will you marry me? And I'm just like, what the? No, but.
That's how my girlfriend was.
Let's get those panties off. About it. Yeah, so. But yeah, that's really interesting. You had a girlfriend.
Yeah, I did. Mm-mm-mm. Bitch was crazy.
They all are when it really comes down to it.
No, she was for real crazy.
Oh, no, that's what I mean. They are. They are all for real. You don't know it, but you, Miss, I feel weird saying Miss because I would have called you that even if your name was something different, but you, Miss, are crazy and you don't even know it.
Oh, and I'm very aware of how crazy I am.
Well, good, because you're off to a better start than most. I could tell you the fucking most fucked up stories you have ever heard. Like, in fact, I will. As soon as we stop this recording, I will tell you some of those fucked up sex stories you've probably ever heard.
Calm down.
Okay. Last question. This is exciting. I always feel sort of sad when the last question comes around. How would you feel about taking someone's virginity?
I would if somebody wanted me to. It's really difficult because, like, it's very personal to me. Like, somebody's first time is very personal. And I don't want them to just do it just to be doing it. But if I was friends with somebody and they were just like, you know, like, could you just do this for me? I think I probably would.
Yeah.
As long as we could be, like, cool afterwards and not, like, drop any L-bombs and shit. Because I'm not about all that. I couldn't just, like, give mine away, though. That would not work for me.
Yeah, because you are technically still a virgin, aren't you?
Yes.
That's really interesting. Because you're not the only one. There's actually several ladies on here who...
There's a lot of people that are.
Yeah. I find that really, like, interesting. Like, I feel like it's an interesting commentary on, like, the place that our society is mentally and sexually as people. You know? I don't know. Interesting. Sorry, but...
You're fine. What about you? Would you...
For me, I feel like it would be a bit of a double-edged sword because of the fact that I would feel honored to take somebody's virginity. But at the same time, I don't envision, like, a life of, like, kids in a house in a fucking minivan and 401k type bullshit. So so I have a hard time really seeing any, like, committed relationship. I could see hanging out and being close and, you know, banging occasionally kind of thing, but I don't see anything more committed than that. And so I would feel somewhat guilty to take it because I feel like the L-bombs would be dropped, as they often do in those situations. So
that would make things really awkward.
Yeah, and so I would feel really, really conflicted about it, I guess I would say. Depending on the person.
I'm very much the same way with relationships.
Hmm.
You mentioned it earlier, you could do one night stands. I'm the worst person to have a relationship with.
Yeah, it's
just like I barely can take care of myself. I don't need two people.
Yeah. Well, I'm just like such a I get needy at times where, like, I just want to talk to people. Like, I really want to socialize, but
and it can't just be one person all the time.
Yeah, but then
I have that problem.
After I have this huge stint of, like, I want to socialize, then I want to lock myself in my room. I want to practice my violin, and that's it.
Be alone.
What?
Yeah, I do social binges, and then I have, okay, miss time. Just gonna game for, like, 6 days straight.
Yeah. I don't play video games. Except for
oh my gosh, we can't be friends.
You know what though? I do have one video game that I played very extensively. And may I say the ending of your forced orgasms car bit?
Yeah?
Oh yeah.
Very nice.
Oh yeah.
I can forgive you now.
I heard that and I was just like, we would be best friends. We would be absolute best friends.
I got so many messages because of that.
Did you really?
It was hilarious. They were like, I can't even be mad right now.
Is that the only one that you've done it in?
I'm gonna do another really soon here. Me and a friend of mine were just talking about it.
So I have an interesting question. Let's finish off this questionnaire with something really interesting.
Okay.
So, if you were able to do a shout from Skyrim every time you had an orgasm, what shout would you choose?
Oh goodness. Probably the same one.
The basic force push?
Yeah.
I would probably choose the whirlwind run, but that was my playing style, though.
Very nice.
I was an archery sneaky type guy, which most people tend to be, but I would use the force run to like get away, or the whirlwind run a lot to get away. So I'd probably choose that one just out of favoritism. But yeah. Interesting. What was your character? Before we leave, what was your character?
Oh, God. Ow.
Your main character, not your weird off side things.
Oh, my goodness. I have not played this game in forever.
Oh, that breaks my heart. Breaks my heart a little bit.
Yeah, because I unplugged my Xbox. I don't remember. I don't remember at all.
Okay. Well, I think that's enough for the recording.
Now I'm going to be sad. Now I have to turn my Xbox on.
What?
I'll have to go figure out which one it was.
Yeah. But you know what? We gave him a hell of a answer with the whole orgasm fucking shout thing. Which would be super fucking cool. Like, imagine, like, you're banging somebody, and then all of a sudden you're just like, and then all of a sudden, just boom. They're
awesome.
They're gone. Forever.
They just fly across the room.
Well, wouldn't they fly across the room?
Well, yeah, that's what I said. They would fly across the room.
Oh, I thought you said I just fly across the room.
No.